Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Hello and welcome once again to the Well-Fed Guide to Life, brought to you in part by HopCharge.com.
You didn't think about it, did you?
No, I didn't. No. Was
that a dramatic pause?
It was a dramatic pacing. Pacing is what we call it in the business. Pacing myself.
That's great. Just move on.
Yeah. My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Evan. We are brought to you by HopCharge.com.
How many times are you going to bring that up?
No, because I think you rudely interrupted me yet again.
Sorry.
We are coming to you, not live, recorded in front of a studio audience here at the lovely Columbia Heights location of an old stomping ground of mine, Tasty Pizza, and Hangar 40-something-something.
45.
In, like I said, beautiful downtown Columbia Heights.
Is this technically downtown?
This is as downtown as it gets with Columbia Heights. As I was saying, as we were driving here, Columbia Heights is like Northeast, but without the hipsters and the neighborhood revival.
It's Northeast like 10 years ago.
Yeah. It's just a sad Northeast as what it is.
Well, but you know,
it's struggling.
You know, struggling. I think there are waves of hipsterism.
That might also be the name of this week's show.
It might be. But I'm just saying, it radiates outward.
Okay.
And there is such a thing as a shabby chic, as it were.
Yeah.
And you know, there's definitely a... amongst the hipsters, and there is a delight in the bourgeois, as it were. I'm just whipping out the...
I really wish you wouldn't have said
whipping
that
out
word.
The liberal arts words today.
God knows that you weren't getting...
No.
You weren't getting anything out of that, that degree.
I did have to describe to one of our listeners what ennui means today. So, because this she did not know.
Yeah.
And I think I followed that up with film student bitch. But anyway, what my point is that I could see that first ring suburb area.
Yeah.
I could see that due for almost like a slight revitalization along those lines. You're kind of seeing that with St. Louis Park. But granted, that was never like really terribly run down.
No, it had
its waning.
Right. And it's definitely come back with a bit of a vengeance, mm-hmm. especially, you know, it's hard not to with that West End development.
Yeah. Just saying Columbia Heights might be due.
I don't see them opening up a West End around here.
You never know. The land is cheap, I'm sure, here.
Yeah.
And all it takes is a sufficiently brave investor.
I don't think the... See, I think that you had with St. Louis Park is you had an economy and built-in neighborhood that still had some old money to it.
That may be.
This is poe.
That may be, but there's also... I wouldn't discount it. I mean, I think you have a point,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't necessarily discount it because I also got to imagine that Columbia Heights it is cheaper than St. Louis Park was at its waning.
True, but to even start a development, you have to have a built-in infrastructure of economy. I don't know. Why are we even talking about this?
No, we're going to have an intelligent conversation. Not speaking about farts.
Dumps.
Yes.
Yeah. For those of you who are listening to us for your first show after our Andrew Zimmern episode, where we were the high-class cultured...
We were that high-class.
No, we weren't.
Not really. No. Speaking of high-class, what are you drinking, sir?
Tasty Pizza is also attached to Hangar 45, which is a bar. So they have a full bar here, not to mention fantastic Tasty Pizza. They have a limited tap selection, so I went with my old reliable, which we'll go into a little bit more when we do a little background on this place. A very tall Budweiser, icy cold, frosty mug.
That actually makes me think of something I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
And we've discussed many times on the show that I am not a great marketing mind.
It's well established. It's
well established.
It might actually be written in books somewhere.
It might college. Be. It might be. This is exactly what
college
not to do.
Seniors are writing their thesis upon how poor you are.
How bad I am at this. But I would like to think that something like this would not let this slip by.
Okay.
Have you? Are you a big fan of iced tea?
Yeah, depends on the type.
Okay.
Depends on the type. I'm a big fan of. Dirty chain restaurant iced tea.
Okay.
But that's about it.
Okay.
Like I
Good
know.
Afternoon. Welcome to Tasty Pizza. Hangar 45 Bar Bingo.
Wow.
We might be in trouble.
Debbie is out selling game number one regular bingo. So, if you wish to play, we'll get you whatever you need. Daubers. Cards.
We are so screwed.
While you're waiting, Andy's behind the pull tab booth, and of course, Amanda's behind the bar if you need a drink. Is Crystal serving today?
There's
Crystal.
When does bingo start?
And if you want anything to eat, we have Liz, and is that Sharon that's there tonight? Okay, I got it right. Oh, never mind. Liz went home. But Katie's here hosting. Anyway, if we can get you anything, food or drink, let us know. We'll get it for you. And bingo stuff we got, pull tabs, whatever you want, let us know. We'll be glad to serve you.
Okay.
I think we can fight through it.
Unless they start actual doing bingo.
I'm sure they will, but I think we can make this work.
Think so?
I think so. I think it adds to the class.
Well, we'll see. All right. Just telling you right now, I might pull this episode if we need to. Anyway.
No episode this week due to bar bingo.
But wow. But that should tell you the class and place we're at.
Right.
I mean, not only are they doing bar bingo, they're doing pull tabs, yeah. Which you know the place is good.
With a very loud microphone.
Well, I think it's right next to us. So I think
there's a
help.
Speaker right on top of us.
Yeah.
That scared the bejesus out of both of us. Okay, so let's recap the restaurant here real quick before we're cut off by Kalidas back there with the microphone. Tasty Pizza opened up in 1963, and this place is a special place in my heart because I went to college about 3 or 4 blocks south of here at NEI, which was at the time a college of technology. It's now since merged with the Dunwoody. But the big thing was for us is it was a place to get cold beer and Bloody Marys and also eat unbelievably cheap. They have for $5.95, it was an all-you-could-eat salad bar and all-you-could-eat spaghetti at lunch from like 11 to 1. And I would
you
come here.
Damage.
I came here and housed. I mean, I'm surprised they're still in business after I was done with this place.
Well, I'm sure, you know, with it being so nearby campuses.
Right.
I'm sure it was like locusts descending upon this place.
I mean, it was, but not only that, you had people, you know, there's a couple of, not offices, but you have, son of a bitch, looks like he's a start. He's putting on his glasses like he's getting ready to start. He missed, he disappeared.
We'll ask her when she comes back.
That's all right. But yeah, $5.95, cheap beer, cold beer. They've since remodeled since I've been
time
I was in here.
So this is new?
It was incredibly dirty. Like old dirty Italian restaurant, strip mall Italian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
I've never actually had the pizza here.
Really?
I have only housed the spaghetti. But I hear that I had heard that the pizza was very, very good, but why come here when I have to spend more than, you know,
$5.
$6?
Yeah. Makes sense. No, I'm with you on that.
It's brilliant.
Speaking of which, we'll get back to the iced tea thing in a bit.
If we're allowed to.
But you're, if we can. But if, It's hard to imagine a place that does pizza buffets doing poorly.
No, that's a, you pretty much can print money at that point. Even if
you would think so.
Yeah.
Then why did the CeCe's close?
Because CeCe's was terrible.
It was terrible. It was not good.
It was like.
But still, you don't go to a pizza buffet for the quality.
No, you go for the quantity.
You go for quantity. You go for mac and cheese pizza.
That was all sorts.
Yeah, that was. No, I was not when you, offended
when,
by
when
that
you
at
go
all.
To CeCe's, you are not buying pizza. You are renting it.
We went there for Thanksgiving. No, it wasn't Thanksgiving. No, it was Easter dinner.
This is the one in Egan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we were coming back from Milwaukee.
Okay.
And we needed somewhere to eat.
And nothing says Easter.
It was the only place
dinner.
Open.
Yeah. There wasn't a Perkins. There's a Perkins right across the street.
It was
there.
Not open.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm still amazed that the CeCe's closed. Like, how do you not make money at that with that model? It's not like you were paying much in materials.
It was so bad.
It was really bad. So that should be cheap.
That's really the problem is that it was so bad that it was barely edible. I mean, and the stuff was barely cooked. Not only that, every time they brought out a new pizza, they had to do like that cattle call.
See, they never did it for us. Maybe,
really?
Maybe since it was like Sea Squad on Easter evening.
Oh my God, it was terrible. Like it was like this. It was something that rhymed with like pepperoni, or something that rhymed with sausage, or something that rhymed with Hawaiian. It was just terrible.
You have no tolerance for kitsch.
It was so, but it was like the woman that was. I remember vividly. This poor Asian woman that was calling out the pizzas as they were coming out was so mailing it in when we were there that it almost became sad to see what rhyme she was going to have to say next.
Maybe that's part of the charm.
I'd rather eat a chunky cheese than eat there.
Really?
Yeah.
I've had Chuck E. Cheese pizza. It's not good.
Yeah, because CeCe's is gourmet.
Hey, I would take CeCe's over Chuck E. Cheese.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, I think
we should do a show from Chuck E. Cheese.
It's technically a chain, so.
I need to bring back Circus Pizza. Circus was awesome.
It was not good.
But it was awesome.
It was awesome, but it was not good. There are subtle differences.
Best place to do a Sweet 16 party. Ever.
This is your last call for regular bingo.
You don't need to yell on the mic. Don't need to yell into the mic.
No.
fighting through it.
Who's Sweet 16?
That was,
your first number in regular bingo is under the B. 3. B3.
We can't fucking do this.
Yeah, we can.
No, we can't. He's going to be doing this every, like, 2 minutes.
Think so?
Yeah, and he's going to blow out anything we say. It's just going to be distracting.
I'll pause it and let's see if he did.
Oh, 65.
He might wait like 15 minutes between games. Why are we recording this?
No. No. There's no way this will work.
And 44. Well,
then shut it off.
4-4.
We can do a review in the car. Abbreviated the show. We can record it on the way back.
Let me just think for a second.
B2.
I don't want to eat in the car.
B2.
Fuck it. Let's just go and I'll make the call tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we can do. We'll do.
061. 61.
We'll fight through it and we'll do a review in the car.
Yeah, we'll figure something out. Yeah.
So. What were we talking
B1.
About?
B1.
No idea anymore. My whole mind is shot. Oh, okay. So Ice-T.
Yes.
Now, were you a big fan of the Arnold Palmer's?
The
mix Ice-T with
73.
Arnold 73. Porno? Is that what you're talking about? Because that's what it sounded like.
I think I just had a stroke.
Right? I think you did too.
Yeah. Arnold Palmer.
Yes.
Okay.
I no.
You're not a fan?
I thought it was drinkable, but mm-hmm. I don't like the canned or bottled stuff.
See, I think it's weird. Funny that apparently that's a trademark, because Snapple's got an Arnold Palmer now, but they have to go half and half.
I-18.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the John Daly, which is lemonade and iced tea vodka. So it's our...
B9.
So... I can take it or leave it, but again, I don't like the pre-mixed stuff. I'm a big fan of the
Dirty Chain restaurant.
And like Perkins.
Play at home, kids.
Like Perkins, where you can just get plain iced tea. You can add the stuff as you want.
You know, 69.
The stuff that you get out of a can or a bottle is too sweetened and too... often too sweetened or too
lemony. 43.
Too diet tasting.
4-3.
But enlighten me.
Now, you're also a big fan of shandies, if my memory serves, which is lemonade and beer.
I am of the pre-bottled variety. Don't try to mix it at the table or at
and
the tap.
38.
Now, would you ever have beer and iced tea?
No, hell no. Not a chance. That would be
I-20-0.
Well, the brilliant minds over at Coors Light decided that they were going to do a beer and iced tea mix.
I saw this.
Uh-huh.
Food Beast.
Yeah, did you see what it's called?
71. 7-1.
Good. Is it like Coors Tea or something like that?
Coors Light iced tea.
I-24.
Especially when you...
2-4.
It sounds especially wrong when you acronymize it. So let's say this again. Coors Light iced tea.
075. 7-5.
How could it not be a hit?
See, and if they were smart, they'd embrace this. They would embrace... and just make it a filthy, filthy campaign.
5-2, we've got a bingo!
Congratulations, we have a bingo. Now, the way I think these bar bingos work, I think we've got a break between.
It'll be right when we finish recording.
Probably. That's awesome. I didn't realize that that's not it.
Yeah.
I was going to say alliteration, but that's definitely not it.
So, we've got some food.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the one thing you insisted on.
Yes.
What do we got here?
We got the garlic bread with garlic cheese bread with the meat sauce dipping.
218. 52-61 is a good regular bingo. 318. 52-69 is also a good bingo. Are there any others? Any others? All right, we're going to close out this game. Two winners.
Thank you. Wait till he's done talking.
I think it's okay. $14 each for a total of $28. Next game up is the hard way.
I hope we got that on there.
Yeah. So anyway, it's got the fat, it's actually called the Fat Daddy Sauce.
Okay.
Which again, sounds dirtier than it probably is. But it's just a straight meat sauce.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably out of a can. You know, much like this Texas toast.
Straight out of a can?
Yeah, straight out of, they got canned toast.
Yeah. It's tasty.
It hits the spot. I mean, mm-hmm. That's the thing. I mean, this is good drunk food, is what this
Absolutely.
Is. Because it's cheap, it's greasy, gets the job done.
Oh, you're going to give it to Mommy?
Mm. I think I got the bigger piece of the three. No, the four.
I think you did.
I'm surprised you didn't take it.
I was distracted by bingo.
It's easily distractible. Apparently the next game is the hard way.
What does that mean exactly?
I have no idea. I don't play a whole lot of bar bingo.
No.
No need to?
No, yeah. You don't strike me as a big bar game person.
I shouldn't strike you as a big happy hour place.
You're just not a happy person.
That might be it entirely.
I have a bone to pick with you, sir.
Okay.
So, those of you that follow us on the Twitters or on Foursquare know about our good friend Davey's eating habits.
Okay.
And how often he is up in the cities.
Not that often.
Often enough. And yet, all of these times that you go out for all of these fancy meals, all of these various
you're really gonna
and sundry places that you go. You come from your suburban life into my city.
Fortress of Solitude, if you will.
You come from the suburbs into my city. Mm-hmm. You come in, you eat my food.
Like it's your city and your food.
And I don't hear about it until I see it on Foursquare. Got a call from you saying, "Hey, we're in town."
When have you ever called?
We're going.
When have you ever called?
When do I ever go out?
Granite City this past weekend.
I was the gay friend of that thing because it was me and five girls.
Oh.
So.
Even though you're happily married.
Well, one of those girls was my wife.
Right. That's funny.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to work out that way, but
yeah. How did? Somebody left you hanging. A friend of mine
broke up with her longtime boyfriend.
Okay.
Who and they were one of the couple friends in our friend circle. So several of the guys in the couple circle decided to go out with the dude.
Oh, see, that's the awkward separation of things.
Exactly.
Yes.
And
I've been through that.
And but the thing is, I didn't know that the guys were going out with the dude. All I knew is that, oh, we're taking so-and-so out.
Well, they don't like you, and well, so that's why they didn't invite you along.
That may be. So, yeah, it was me and five girls.
So why are you picking a bone with me? Because you don't do it any more than I do.
But you go out
all the time.
When do I go out?
How many times do you go to the Anchor? How many times do you go to Psycho Susie's? I would love a call.
I have been...
We would love to come up to go to Psycho Susie's.
See, here's the difference. Heather doesn't like you. You can do it on there. So there's that.
We would make a special trip.
But you see, here's the thing. Here's why this is different.
Hmm.
You go out more than I do outside of this show. That is unequivocal.
I'm down about once a week.
Unequivocal.
Down to maybe once a week.
Outside of this show.
Okay.
So you're going out for twice a week is basically what you're saying.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
I go out like once a month, maybe.
Okay. I don't believe that.
No, that is true.
I think we can go to the Twitters compare the check-ins.
Trust me on this.
I don't think so, Holmes.
I'm just saying, it's one thing for me to call you and say, "Hey, we're going out. Come on up." It's another thing for you to come into my neighborhoods and not even call me.
Going to Uptown does not count.
It's all my neighborhood.
No, you know, I have given you a call.
This is Lion King territory. Anywhere the sun hits is my kingdom. My kingdom includes Uptown.
That's ridiculous, by the way.
And yes, I will cite Lion King to bolster my argument.
That's
as if this wasn't kind of airy fairy enough.
Yeah. I'm eating the sauce.
I can see it.
Well, I apologize.
You should.
I'm going to invite you every single time I go out.
Yes, I'll probably reject you every time. No, I'm going to do the classic passive aggressive thing.
Now that we'll be living very close to each other,
Are you moving again?
I'm moving to Minnetonka.
How is that close?
Like 8 miles, as opposed to 30, which is still.
I suppose. Okay.
So, I'm a hop, skip, and a jump. I can easily meet you for an after work drink now.
Mm. I so rarely do that. See, for me, after work is 2:30, so.
Or late lunch, in your case. Granted, I don't think your metabolism could handle that. You know, eating at about 2:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, I would. I'd knock a hobo over anything at that point.
Right.
So, unless I do like a second lunch.
I think you're onto a good concept there, though.
This is your last call for the hard way.
That's the name of the show right there.
Yeah. Once he starts up again, I think we just cut it and just say we'll do the rest of the show in the car on the way back.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, 25 minutes into it. Fuck it. We're gonna pound through this.
No, the guy's annoying the crap out of me now.
It's Columbia Heights bar bingo.
But he doesn't understand that he doesn't need to yell in the freaking microphone. I can hear you just fine if you talk into it normally. Dumbass. Not you, him.
Look, you're not telling me about mic technique.
Yeah. You're an expert micsman.
Yes.
Your first number in the hard way.
Stop number saying the hard way.
B3.
Hold your cards, bees. Hold your cards. No, I will make it a point to call you every
I-24. 2-4.
I'm going to call you. If I'm heading to Donnie Dirk's at 11:30 at night, I'm going to call you.
Yeah, I won't hear it. That's fine.
I'm going to keep calling until you answer, until I get a definitive no from you.
2-8.
I plug my phone in
yeah.
in another room. I'm not going to hear it. So you call your little heart out.
Okay.
G56 56.
What is the hard way, by the way?
I have no idea. Okay. We have to look this up now.
Ramble. Try to talk over him.
Try to talk over him. Yeah. Christ.
Bingo types.
Yes. Oh.
B8. V8.
Keep fighting.
It's gorgeous weather out this last week. And
it was up until today.
Up until it's still not bad right now.
Right.
G50 50.
The big part of this this weekend was that I could bust out the grill for the first time of the year.
Oh, good. Hard way.
N41 4-1.
I broke that son of a bitch in style.
Okay.
Because a few months ago, my in-laws bought
G54
a large
5-4
section of a cow.
That's right. You have the farm share.
You have the farm share.
Okay.
So we got all of this stuff.
N32.
And part of that stuff.
32.
Okay. I've got our update of.
Okay. What's the hard way?
The hard way is a straight line bingo. Without using the free
speech. I-23.
That would make sense.
2-5-5.
That would make sense.
All right, sorry. Anyway. Bingo clarification.
That's all right. You're caught up at home now, kids? Okay, good.
I-27.
I'm falling behind on my cards.
I know.
2-7.
Part of that meat stash that I got
yeah.
was a steak the size of a license plate.
B2.
This thing.
B2.
It's the side of a little B2 bomber.
This thing was gorgeous.
Okay.
Okay. So I grilled that something.
B6.
And we made a.
B6.
We made a balsamic strip steak.
Okay.
Out of it.
Even though it wasn't a strip, doesn't typically come that big.
Well, we cut it. We basically. Grilled it as the full steak and then just cut it up.
I-26. Okay.
But the recipe is for strip
steak. 2-6.
This is all about using every piece of the meat, basically.
Even I'm giving up on this episode, by the way.
No, we're gonna fight through this.
I-22.
See, now, sorry, now he's getting into
two.
It. Now he's getting into it, man. Now he's feeling his groove.
Oh, 70. 70.
This is just us giggling over.
I think what we need to do at this point is include in the post links to bingo cards.
Under the G.
And you can play at home.
66-0.
You can play at home, and then if you get a bingo, you mail that.
That's a hell of an idea.
Yeah.
A hell of an idea.
I think that's the way to go.
Here we go.
Add interactivity into the show.
72.
Thank you.
72.
All right.
Well, no sense in sullying another plate.
Oh, 63.
What was that one?
6-3.
So
the hard way.
So I'm making the steak, grilling it, and this the recipe that I was using is pretty much is pretty simple. It's just a straight rub of balsamic
under the eye.
Actually, we didn't even use balsamic. It's called balsamic strip tape, but there's no balsamic vinegar in it. But it was Worcestershire sauce. And
so kind of close to.
Kind of close. It was Worcestershire
and
sauce.
44.
In Montreal steak season.
4.
Okay. So whip that up, throw it on the grill. Everything's cool. Heather's cleaning up because she was making the rest of the dinner because we made a nice salad.
Oh, 66.
Crescents. We did the whole nine.
66.
Classic.
And she's like, "Did you mean to use the Montreal chicken seasoning?" I'm like, "Son of a bitch!"
You
I wasn't
ruined
paying
it.
Attention. No, actually, the only difference.
4-0.
Other than proportions, I mean, I'm sure the proportions are slightly different, mm-hmm. but the only thing different between the two is there's orange peel in the chicken, so there's just a little bit of orange peel.
G55.
Which I think actually worked.
5-5.
I could see that if it was maybe like a lime peel, but I like a little lime.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's hot. I don't know why you reached all the way across.
I don't know why either.
I 17. 1-7.
You okay?
We got a bingo.
Oh, we got a bingo. There we go.
We got a bingo.
There we go.
There a bingo? We've got a bingo!
We've got somebody who used to ride the short bus is what we have.
It's not nice to make fun of the elderly.
17, 19, 23, 26, and 27. Are there any others?
It's all within the eyes, by the way.
It really is.
Are there any others? All right, we're going to close this game one when we're receiving $35. Next game up is regular bingo.
Yeah, it's if you get five across or five diagonally, or five without using the free space, basically.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Now we've gone on to bingo evangelists.
Yes. Not bingo, no.
Bingo trainers.
We are here to educate and inform.
That's right.
Not only about restaurants, not only about dining, but bingo, damn it.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right.
Food's arrived.
Food has arrived.
What we get?
We got something called the Tasty Variety.
Or Variety.
Or Variety.
If you're a big fan of Viva Variety.
I am a big fan.
That's a great show.
It is a great show.
Not as good as the state, but...
It was different. Different kinds of good.
Yeah. Okay.
But hamburger, pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, green peppers, and onions. So your typical kind of supreme pizza. Mm-hmm. Minus the olives, which I appreciate.
The hamburger is a little... interesting on there.
It is.
Kind of nulls everything out.
Well, what do you mean?
It all out. It just becomes at least hamburger and not a whole lot of anything else. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of it on there.
Yeah. I will give you that. But it is it's a non-crispy thin crust. Kind of a floppy crust, I guess.
Okay.
Cut into squares. And frankly, I'm a big fan of square cut pizza.
I'm a huge fan of square cut pizza, but it's only something you can get in a bar.
That may be. Although, if you order, when you order online for like the pizza places, you can ask them to cut it into squares.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've even known people that have asked to cut it into a pentagram, and they'll do it.
I'm totally fucking...
You should totally do that.
I'm going to start messing with the... I don't order a lot of pizza, though.
Hmm.
And places I have ordered pizza from in my current location,
yeah,
it already comes pre-cut like that. Like Carboni's or Old Piper Ann, it already comes square cut.
Really?
Yeah.
But what I was going to say was, I think this is too small. The cuts are too small.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be.
It's sample size at the grocery store.
It is, yeah, and that's too small.
Yeah.
You gotta go at least 2x2. I would say, if not 3x3, if possible.
I thought that the cut on the Afghani pizza we had at Crescent Moon
mm-hmm.
was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even a little big.
Yeah, that was a little on the big side, but not
unusable.
No.
Innavigable.
Right. Completely, completely handleable. Handleable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, overall, in terms of bar pizza, I've certainly had worse.
Right.
For me, the deal breaker. I mean, the ingredients themselves are fine.
Mm-hmm.
I think that pepper's got a nice kind of kick to it, a nice mm-hmm. little peppery kick to it. So I think that helps a lot.
Right.
For me, where it really fails is the crust. I hear stuff. I'm not a big fan of thin crust, just in general.
Okay.
And if it's
going to can't put enough toppings on it.
Yeah, it can't structurally support.
It fails under the weight.
It can't structurally support 3 pounds of cheese, which mm-hmm. is what I demand on my pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's going to be thin, it should be, you know, there should be some structure to it. And this, there's just none. It's just.
It's too soft.
It's too soft. Which is a problem you often have.
It should be cracker-ish.
It should be, yeah.
And I'm right there with you on it. I think. Like I was saying, I think it's got a lot of good toppings on it. I think the sausage and the peppers and the onions and the pepperoni are good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that hamburger just completely overpowers it. And because there's no seasoning in the hamburger,
yeah,
all it tastes is hamburger. So it's like mm-hmm. a hamburger pizza with a little bit of spice at the very end.
Yeah, I could see that. I do give them, you know, they're not terribly creative.
Well,
you know, especially when you consider something like a Pizza Nia or any of those places.
Yeah,
even like a Leaning Tower, which I think this is probably more of a close comparison to.
Yeah.
Leaning Tower will go a little more funky with the ingredients. This is very much,
right,
you know, straight line. I will give them some bonus points, though, however, on the Nordeaster,
mm.
which is one of the few times, one of the only times I can think of where you can get sauerkraut on a pizza. I think Pizza Luce might let you do that.
I'm pretty sure they do.
But other than that, it's pretty rare. And Polish sausage, which you seem to think is more common than I thought.
I
don't remember.
I think it's done in the combination of the sauerkraut.
Hmm?
I think it's done in combination of the sauerkraut on the.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying.
And I think Pizza Luce does it. Simply because they have the weight of the crust to be able to hold it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about the other places that you mentioned, Pizza Nia, Black Sheep.
Any of those single-serving pizza places.
Exactly. Punch.
Punch, yeah.
It just doesn't have the crust for it.
Plus, I don't know if...
This is your last call for regular bingo.
That would wake up Dracula.
Matter of fact, I think he's probably pretty pissed that he's been woken.
Oh my god, no, I think he's running the bingo thing. but, what was I going to say? Using the example of, like, punch, or any, like, coal-fired, where it's super high heat for a short amount of time, I really don't see sauerkraut holding up well in that situation, because burnt sauerkraut just...
Your first number in regular bingo is I-23. 2-3.
He looks like he's retarded. Honestly. He looks mentally handicapped.
I-30-3-0.
He looks like he pays for a lot of sex.
Well, I don't know if we're going to be telling this place about this episode now.
Honestly.
N-36. 3-6.
Yeah, he's seriously blowing our doors off. I'm gonna apologize for this place because I picked it.
No, you're fine.
69-69.
My guess is that there's no monitor over there, so he doesn't know how loud he's actually being.
Mm-hmm.
And, like you said, it
doesn't help. 34.
Doesn't help that we're right under
34.
See, the first time he called it, that N34,
mm-hmm.
it was the right amount of volume.
Mm-hmm.
And we could easily talk over it. But then he gets into the...
B-15-1-5.
There. It should be B-15. Don't need to sing the damn thing.
The man's excited for bingo.
It's Captain's.
Why must you take away his passion.
I bet he's wearing sweatpants.
G4949.
No, it looks like jeans from here.
Damn. I guarantee it. I bet he pays for a modest.
Oh, 73.
What? I don't even care at this point. I'm guessing nobody that works here knows how to run an iPod.
I think our waitress probably does.
Maybe. Well, that might
be five.
The ownership B5. Of this place, who might be looking for Twitterati or Foursquare mentions, probably is not going to care what we say about his bingo.
G53.
Good.
5-3, we've got a bingo!
Matter of fact, I hope he's the owner. He sullied a good portion of my life right now.
Are you going to drive your car into the restaurant?
5:30.
No.
Through the window?
No.
53 and
I'm not gonna do that.
73.
I might say some couple choice words as we're leaving to man with the mic.
Are there any others?
That have hearing left.
Hearing no other, Bengals are going to close out this game. One winner receiving
$15. $14?
$38. Next game up, postage stamp.
Oh, man.
Thank you. Oh, God. Postage stamp.
Yep. That's going on forever.
God damn.
So we've reached the center of the pizza.
We have.
Where it's just turned into mush.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you have the last corner, the last piece with venerable crust.
Yes.
It's getting worse as we go in.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
I should have.
Oh, I'm done.
Yeah, I think I'm done too.
I'm definitely done. I don't even want the leftovers. I'm gonna let you have that.
Yeah, I don't know if I want that either.
Oh, well, thank you.
That went from really edible to wow.
Well, I think part of the...
Break it down for us. What's the problem?
I'm with you on the hamburger. I think that is one of the critical failings here.
Not only that, they put it down first.
Yeah.
They should have put...
So there's a foundational layer of...
Right. So it's into the crust.
Yeah.
And I think that my guess is... It's probably pretty wet. That hamburger is probably pretty wet. And when they put that down, it probably soaked into the...
crust, which is why the crust
exactly.
is so soggy.
Right.
Wow, there is a bit of a pepper bite, though.
Yeah, I think it's...
You just build up over time. Yeah, I mean, I really think, you take the same mix of ingredients, even in the same, you know, if you prepared it exactly the same, and went a thicker crust.
I'm still eating this because I'm hungry.
I know. And you went a thicker crust, I think that would save this. I think that is the saving grace of this, is if you, and they do have an option for their quote-unquote extra thick crust.
Oh, well, what the hell, dude?
I didn't see it till just now.
I'm now seeing that now too.
So,
I think the hamburger was just that one step too.
You think that just that threw you off?
I think not that threw me off. I think it was just it kind of ruined the rest of it for me.
You really dislike chicken on pizza.
See, look at this.
Yeah, no, that's a solid, you know, that's a solid layer of hamburger. Yeah.
It'd be one thing if it was like they used a meat sauce.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's actually what the basis is.
Really? Because that looked like venerable. I mean, that looked.
I don't think you're using
I'm
venerable.
I'm not. I used it right the first time, and now I'm just trying to. I went to the well one. Went to my.
Yeah, you've exhausted your vocabulary.
I'm sorry. I think it's just straight hamburger. And
that could be, but I have never liked hamburger on a pizza. I've never thought that that is exactly what this needs, is hamburger. Because I think if you want meat, there's a lot better... Even if you stay within the traditional pizza meat toppings,
right,
pepperoni, sausage, you know, bacon, things like that, there are better places to go than hamburger. It's just...
Did you ever go to somebody's, you know, house when you were growing up?
Never.
They'd order pizza, and so and they'd be that weird family that would order the hamburger pizza. You're like, why? What? Why?
Yeah, it's just... I think hamburger is good for very specific applications. If you want to do like a bacon cheeseburger pizza, like that can be very good.
Which they do.
Do they? They do do a bacon cheeseburger.
With pickles and onions.
Hey.
I probably would have rolled with that.
Probably would have rolled that too.
That would have been the flavor I would have been expecting.
Yeah. And with this application, it just does not work with everything else going on. And the sad thing is it overpowers everything.
Yeah. Like I... And it's kind of like I got like the crumbly...
It's not a good texture.
No. No. It's not good.
And unless you think we are snobs or anything, like I said, I love leaning.
This is your last call for the postage stamp.
He even forgot what he was saying.
It was a long sentence, so
I know it's more than a couple. Drifted words, off. Yeah. He doesn't have it written down.
Yeah. Like I love bar style pizza.
Yeah. I bet he's done time for patrolling around up
Elmer. Anyone else for postage stamp? All right, this is four squares in any corner.
You're a mean person.
Dude, I'd never claim to be a good one.
Would you guys like a box?
No,
I don't think so.
Your first number is G49. Yeah. 49.
Somebody's going to get one real quick. We'll be able to wrap it up and it'll be no problem.
Yeah, this will be the last game that they play.
Yeah, exactly.
They just
play 13.
They just play for 1.5 hour.
3.
So, maybe steer away from the aforementioned pizza at Tasty Pizza. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That being said, I liked the Italian dip. It served its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That
reminds me a lot of Pizza and Pasta, if you remember that chain.
Yeah.
Again,
still open.
Is it? Are they still open?
Still open.
Ooh. See, they had the best
garlic
cheese bread.
Yeah, they really did.
Because it was half a hoagie roll.
Yeah.
I-23.
With roughly a pound of cheese per slice on there. And
it always stuck to the styrofoam roof.
It always stuck, and it was delicious.
It was really good.
Oh, 62. 62.
They,
75.
He was a little coy on that one, though.
He did mess
snuck
with
up
me
on
a little
you.
Bit. Yeah, he really did.
Yeah.
They do Made Right, which we've talked about on the show before.
Remind me what that is.
It's basically ground beef
B2.
On a bun with onions and mustard.
B2.
So it's Sloppy Joe's without the sloppy?
Yeah, but it's got kind of a slurry almost going for it. But it's like a loose meat sandwich, essentially.
47.
Loose meat sandwich sounds like a sex act. It's just I can't go for it, man. It's just I can't do it.
I will say that the
B10,
the all you can eat spaghetti,
a perfect 10
was.
Now he's editorializing.
Wow.
I think he's finally hit his stride now.
The all you can eat spaghetti is as good as it gets when it comes to cheap, dirty lunches. So if you ever find yourself in the area. Not that I'm guessing a lot of people are going to come back after a glowing review of the pizza.
Still come on Mondays.
I-18. 1-8.
Definitely come back just to behold
the glory
and the filth and the fury.
I'm starting to
think. 63.
In my mind?
Yeah. 6-3.
This guy's name is Barry. I don't know why.
He's a Carl.
You think the thing is Carl? No, you see, I think Carl.
G51.
This guy seems a little more fun.
5-1.
I mean, Carl is not a fun-loving name. His name's got to end in a Y.
What did you say, Barry?
I said Barry, but I could see a Barney.
Gary.
G52.
Gary.
5-2.
Gary would work. I think this guy's got his. This guy's got a Y in the end of his name. I can almost guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
No, Carl.
Carl's, he also has a criminal record.
Carl's tend to be hateful. And this guy just loves life too much.
Yeah.
B5.
I mean, just listen to the twinkle in his voice when he says that.
Your next number in postage stamp.
What is he? I gotta listen to his voice a little bit more.
069. 69.
He's a Scandahoovian name.
Absolutely. That's why I'm going Barry, Barney, something like that.
Barney's a Scandahoovian name?
In my head, it is.
Huh. 064. 64, we've got a bingo!
Why? We've got a yeller. Wow.
Are you saying Barry's a screamer? There,
the kids that he's trolling
just,
for
just
are.
Broke your mind right there.
The kids that he trolls for are.
Yeah.
So, maybe we should do a final verdict.
Yeah.
This was a disaster.
47-52. 63-4.
It was bad from beginning to end.
No, I think the garlic bread was good.
Are there any others? Any other bingos? Alrighty, we're going to close this game with one winner.
See, what I would love to do is a place like
receiving
this.
Receiving $36, and we're back to regular bingo.
Like, just do it up straight, kind of old school bar atmosphere, but you know, they just do the food.
Yeah.
And you set it up in the heart of downtown, near all the clubs.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. You set it up near all the clubs, because all those guys are going to come in, they're going to want greasy.
Yeah.
You know?
That's brilliant. That's a really good idea.
I'm saying, in a strip mall, not going to do so well.
Right. But the same quality of food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you got a fifth of Jim Beam in you, this is going to taste like manna from heaven.
Who the hell's drinking Jim? You drink your dish.
No, I'm...
Think of all the things I
that was the only, like,
off.
Only big liquor I could think of. Ugh.
But this the show was a bit of an abortion. The service was fine.
Service was great.
Service was fine. But it was kind of like... You know, we've gone a lot of places where we walked down food memory lane, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I had high hopes this would be another place.
Mm-hmm.
And, not so much.
Yeah.
Luckily, we haven't walked all the way down that path. I still got a couple more in the quiver.
Okay.
But this was a misstep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm with you. You know, I don't think I'd ever, you know, head out in this direction.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've certainly had worse, but, again, I really think, I keep going back to it, I think the failing is the crust.
I think the failing is the hamburger, but I think it failed.
There could be that, too. But, you know, I think the intent is there, and it's good. But it's just there. I think I want to like this place more than I do. I think that's really my verdict on this. I want to like, because these are my people.
Right. I think I'd come back and maybe do a sandwich.
Yeah. I mean, they do have full sandwiches. Yeah. You mentioned the spaghetti and all that stuff.
I think this place would probably do a pretty good just regular sandwich or burger, and it'd be a pretty safe bet. I mean, they've been in business since '63, so. You can't be in business that long and not be doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
God knows it's not the pizza.
Yeah, that's shame.
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
Oi. Wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Mercy kill us something.
So, as always, we are brought to you by HopChart.com for all of your beer cataloging needs. We also want to thank all of our listeners out there that have shared us on Facebook and Twitter and all of that stuff. I've been getting a lot of good responses back from email. You can always email us at wealth@famousmissgangsters.com as well for comments and things like that. We've had a couple people talk about the Big Beef Stew Taste Off. that we need
will
to,
happen.
We yeah, need we need happen. To do this at some point
yeah.
before it gets too hot.
Right, because you know we're gonna quickly get out of beef stew.
Yeah, if it hits June, no one's gonna want to have beef stew.
In which case, we'll postpone it till winter.
Yeah, but we'll see if we can figure something.
And then it will happen.
It really depends on you, in terms of the timing. Because you have to get your grandma to make it?
My mother, how dare you.
Oh, is your mom making it?
Yeah, my mom makes it.
But isn't it your grandma's recipe?
No, it's my great-grandmother's recipe.
Aha, that's okay.
It's a recipe that skipped a generation.
Aha.
Because my grandmother... Well, we're not going to go down that road.
Okay, well, then... Well, it's still
a lot of salt.
It's still,
that's all I'm
saying. It still depends on your mom.
As it always
has. As it always has. we'll get this figured out. And I'm working on getting a panel.
A beef stew panel?
A beef stew panel to judge.
Oh, my God. And it's my mom versus...
Versus Heather.
Versus Heather.
Yeah.
For the,
and by extension, her mother.
For the grand championship of the world.
Yeah, but we're not going to get her mom to make it.
Now, so. Keep in mind, my mom is a Blue Ribbon State Fair winner.
But
not in beef stew?
Stew.
Not
then,
beef stew.
Then it is relevant.
But that's the type of caliber we're dealing with.
Michael Jordan was a fantastic basketball player. Didn't make him a very good baseball player.
That's a good point. Excellent point. I'm going to run it by her. Because she's going to be... She'd be down for this.
I'm sure she would.
And she'd get really competitive
with
that,
too. I'm sure
she
would. She, you know, Nancy Kerrigan, my wife.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Matt, your wife, just you.
Just oh, well, I've probably got that coming. But anyway... all those details will be available on the website as well as Facebook, facebook.com/worldfedguidetonight. Twitter, what?
I'm wrapping my brain around a beef stew taste off.
Twitter, twitter.com/wellfedguidefpg or foursquare.com/wellfedguidetolife. I think that's all I got to take care of there.
You got it all.
So thank you guys very much for listening. I promise next week, place we go will be better.
Bingo free. We're gonna go someplace very quiet next week.
Very quiet and fancy. Might have to get a cravat.
You got plenty of crevasses.
Really?
This is your last call for Wrap regular bingo.
And on that note, thank you very much for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Good God.